Thank you, John. It's good to be back in your place of listening, wherever you may be. I trust we've come to be a help, be an encouragement, be a blessing to you. If you got your Bibles, we'd like for you to turn with us to St. Matthew chapter number 14. We're going to be reading a few verses of Scripture. But we'd like to send a radio broadcast out to a special friend of ours. I know he can't hear us too far away, but we're taping it and going to send it to him up in Salisbury, North Carolina. A good friend we met last fall, we call him Humpty Dumpty, so we're going to send a broadcast out to him. We'll send a broadcast out to the ones that got saved this week during our revival. The Lord worked real good and saved several. Others on the altar repenting, more this morning on the altar seeking God. And I still believe in the old time way of Holy Ghost going and repentance and faith toward God. I still believe the old time way. It's how I got in, how this Bible teaches anybody else gets in. Amen. I just don't go for this modern stuff. I ain't going to be no part of it. Amen. But I would like to read something here that, if you'll ever, well, you've ever noticed in your Bible or not, but about old Apostle Paul, before we read our text, Apostle Paul, when he was converted, you'll find he testified three different times about his conversion. And I want you to notice what it says, how every time he told it, the light got brighter. Amen. The light that shined down from heaven. Acts chapter 9 and verse number 3, he said, a light from heaven. When he was testifying there of what God done. In Acts chapter 22 and verse number 6, he said a great light. So it was greater than the first time he told it. Acts 26 and 13, he said a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. Amen. So every time Paul told it, the light just got brighter and brighter and brighter. So that's where we ought to be when God saves us. So we ought to have a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Now, the Bible teaches us here in Matthew chapter number 14. I feel like reading several verses of Scripture here and dropping a thought. I know there's lots of people out there in this world today has lost confidence in the church. And I mean, the way they're going today, they're going modern. I ain't got the old-time way you was years ago. They'd come and worship God, and they'd shout, and bobby pins fly everywhere, and men would shout and have a just rejoice and praise God. It's got down now to where it's just about an icicle, but I don't intend to change. God requires that today that he required years ago. What we've done, we've messed around, let this modernism get in, creep in, and steal the joy of God out of our heart. But God's still just like he always was. And amen. People ain't lose confidence in the church. And me and my wife was talking last night on the way from church about people that said everybody in the church was a hypocrite. And I said, well, suppose they are. Amen. Now, just think for a minute. Suppose everybody in the church is a hypocrite. Now, I want to ask you something. On the day of judgment, is that going to help you get in? No, sirree. If everybody in church is a hypocrite, you need to pray, amen, and get right with them. You say, well, I ain't going to go to church. I'm calling them down, but a bunch of hypocrites. You don't mind go to Walmart shopping with them. So, amen, just go to the house of God with them. Don't worship with them. Worship in spite of them. But the Bible says now in St. Matthew chapter number 14, and I begin reading with verse number 22, and the Bible said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the even was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Amen. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying of a truth, that thou art the Son of God. Amen. I'd like to preach the Lord to send being our helper this evening just for a few minutes on get your eyes off of the things around you. Get your eyes off of the things that are around you. Now, you out there in the radio land, I'm going to preach maybe a little different today maybe than I preached for the last few Sundays. Seems like today my heart's running more toward people that's lost and undone without God that need to be saved. I'm just going to wind up some of these days and open your eyes in hell. I'd like to preach to you just for a little while. I'm telling you to get your eyes off of this generation that we're living in today. Now, you notice here, amen, Peter had his eyes when he had seen the Lord. And he asked the Lord, said, Lord, if it be you, I bid me to come unto you on the water. And the Bible said, the Lord said, come. And I want to say today, he's still giving that same invitation. Today, and I'm not talking about are you going down to the front of the church and shaking the preacher's hand. I'm not talking about going into the back room and somebody counseling you. I'm not talking about getting some preacher having you to stand in the congregation and saying, repeat this prayer after me. Amen. And telling you you've got it when you hadn't. I'm talking about, thank God you realize that you're in a storm, you're doomed, and you're on your way to hell, and no hope without the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to preach you Him. I'm not here to preach you, amen, a plan. Our salvation's not in a plan. Our salvation's in a man. Amen, salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. How you look back just for a little while to the book of Jonah. Amen, when he wouldn't obey God. And God prepared the fish. And God had it to swallow Jonah and take him down to the depths of the sea. But when Jonah realized where he was, he lifted up his voice and he said, salvation is of the Lord. He didn't have anybody down there to read him a tract. He didn't have anybody down there to repeat a prayer after me. He didn't have anybody to take him to the back room and counsel him. But brother, it was between him and a holy God. And God, friend, hear me. And you hear me well. And you get your eyes off of this church world today that's got hung up with praise teams and all kind of activities. Amen. And you get your eyes off of that mess. And you get your eyes anchored on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. And He will birth you into the family of God. I'm glad today, thank God, salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's hard for me to preach like Apostle Paul was. I'm without, thank God, telling of my conversion. Amen. I can only testify that which God has done for me. Amen. I bless your heart. Thank God for anybody to come to me when I was lost and tried to read me in. I'd have had more to repent of. Because I'd have whooped them and run them off down the road. Amen. The Bible still says, Jesus still said it plain. Ain't by where the Tower of Siloam, I fell on them 18 and destroyed them. How the Lord asked them and said, I suppose in ye, these are sinners above all, that are in Jerusalem. He said, but I tell you nay, but unless you repent, you shall always also likewise perish. Friend, the word repentance is still in the Bible, and God still requires a repentance. Amen. I'm repeating the sinner's prayer, as we call it, is not repentance. Amen. Only you know what stands between you and God. Only you know what you need help for. I can't tell you what to say. I can't tell you what to pray. Our friend is between you and God. Amen. How we see them today go down. Amen. Get your eyes off of this modern world today. I remember a time in my younger days when old moonshiners, liquor makers, I would go to the house of God. I'm back before television. I come in to occupy our minds. Back before computers. I come in to take up our time. Back before cell phones. I was ever invented. I meant to go to the house of God and preach the word of God. Oh, moonshiners, bootleggers, amen, vile sinners, and then make their way down to the altar, amen, and then repent, and come out of that altar, shouting the glory of God, go down in the woods, amen, and destroy their liquor steal, and live for God. But this modern generation we're in today, amen, saying it's all right to have a social drink. Amen. I bless your heart. I bless you. Right now, when the Lord saved me, He delivered me from all alcohol. Somebody said, preacher, there ain't nothing wrong with having a social drink. Amen. I want to ask you this. How much, how old has a pig got to be before he becomes a hog? Amen. He's a hog, just a small one, when he's born. How many cigarettes do you have to smoke before you become a smoker? Only one. Amen. So therefore, thank God, I still believe, thank God, the teaching of the Word of God. Amen. Where God said, no drunkard I shall inherit the kingdom of God. How many drinks does it take for a man to be a drunkard? You know, one time I started drinking liquor. And you know how many times it took me to get to be a drunk? Only one drink. It led on to further. I'm getting drunk. I'm making whiskey. Amen. A bootlegging. Transporting liquor. But one day, the grace of God come by. Amen. I was looking at the world. I said it a lot of times. I ain't a-going to that church where them hypocrites is. But when I got under Holy Ghost conviction, when I went down the house of God, I wasn't worried about one of near one. All them hypocrites. And God, my sin was my problem. And God marvelously saved me without anybody having to coax me. Amen. Or read me in. Bless your heart. You notice here where Peter, he said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come unto you. And he said, come. And the Bible said he stepped out of the ship onto the water and began to walk to Jesus. And the Bible said he began to look around. My friend, that's your problem today. How you're looking around at what everybody else is doing. Hey man, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want what a lot of people's got either. Hey man, if it wouldn't clothe me, I wouldn't clean me up. I wouldn't make me new. I wouldn't want it either. Amen. If it wouldn't take a woman, make her look like a woman, act like a woman, get in a woman's place, I wouldn't want it either. But bless your heart. If they'll really get a hold of God, sinner friend, I'm going to tell you right now, God can change you. God can birth you into the family of God. He can take you and translate you out of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Hey God, here was Peter. Hey God, got out of the ship and began to walk towards Jesus. Amen. He looked around and saw the wind was boisterous. Amen. The devil sure will, friend. I'll make the winds look boisterous around you. He will make it look real bad. He'll do everything to keep you from getting to where Jesus is. I'm a friend of these praise teams. Amen. Easter egg hunts. I feel like preaching. And all that mess ain't no good. It's going to take a moving of the Holy Ghost of God. I'm drawing a sinner and giving him a space to repent. I'm just preaching what all preachers preach. I'm 30 or 40 years ago. You know what's wrong? How the devil's come in with this modernism stuff and robbed us of the power of God. Hallelujah! But I'm glad, thank God, if you'll come to Jesus, He's still saving, He's still redeeming, He's still washing away sin. If you'll get your eyes off of the things around you. Amen. He looked out here and saw the wind boisterous. And the Bible said when he did, he began to sing. I'm going to tell you right now, friend, you sitting at home looking at what's going on at the house of God. A lot of places, and I wouldn't go to a lot of places either. Amen. Where the Holy Ghost ain't welcome and God ain't welcome, neither am I. Where the preacher won't preach out of one of these left-handed books, amen, call it a Bible, I ain't got no business there. Matter of fact, while I'm there, I'd like to drop this off. I've got it right here in my pocket. I've a CD of a man up in South Carolina, talking to a woman, interviewing her, how to help write that NIV book, help translate it, that they call a Bible. And I've got it right here in my pocket on CD. Amen. Where he is interviewing her. Amen. And she confessed that she was a lesbian. Amen. I bless your heart.
How she confessed she is a lesbian. And she helped translate. How that NIV Bible helped me, Lord. I feel this a flying back. But God bless your heart. God never did. And God never has. And God never will. I use a sodomite. Amen. To handle and mess with His holy word. Amen. God bless your heart. You remember, preacher, the next time you pick up that book about this Virginia Melancholy. I was her name. She helped translate it. And she said she was a lesbian. Said God, I made her that way. God never did make a lesbian. I'm telling you what, friend, we've let the devil come in and strip the pleasures of God, the treasures of God's got in this book right out of our hands. Amen. But Peter, I look out and saw how the waters, how they're boisterous. That's the reason why I'm so hard on them books. I like the King James book. Amen. I bless your heart. This is the English Bible. For the English speaking people, I got to get this. I worked with a man one time. Amen. And he was talking about, said, boy, these other books is a whole lot easier to understand than the King James is. And I looked him eyeball to eyeball and I said, it ain't another book you need. It's another spirit that you need. Hey man, the Bible said this Bible was wrote by holy men of old as they was moved upon by the Holy Ghost. How the Bible said it's spiritually written. Got to be spiritually discerned. If the Holy Ghost can write this book, how the Holy Ghost in you can make you understand this book. I don't think the problem's understanding it. I think the problem is we do understand it. Amen. It reproves us. It rebukes us. Oh, I got to get back to this. How Peter began to sing and look out towards the Lord. Thank God I can just see him holding up his hand and saying, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm fixing to sink and I'm fixing to drown. And the Bible said immediately. And immediately means there ain't no space. All time in between. How the Lord stretched forth his hand and saved him. Sinner, you hear me. All right, now you may be at home. I may not have nowhere to go where they'll preach you the Word of God. But if you're hearing it and the Lord's a dealing with you, I'll get down. Now, don't get down by the radio. I'll get down on your face in the middle of your floor and repent before God. I'll go down behind the wood, behind, and get in the woods and pray till God is satisfied with your repentance. Amen. And you're satisfied with what He done for you. Amen. That's the reason why we've got such a mixed up church world today. How we've left off repentance. How we've left off the new birth. How we've left off God of making a new creature out of a sinner man. If I had about 2 hours, I'd preach on Saul. Amen. Where he has. I was making havoc of the church. But when he was going down the road to Damascus, he was a light shine from heaven. Nobody with a track. Nobody with a book. Nobody to get him to repeat a prayer. But the great God of heaven revealed himself unto Saul on the road to Damascus. And the Bible said he fell down to the ground and said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Hey man, I'm saying right now, sinner, fall down before a holy God and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? The Lord stretched forth his hand and delivered Peter, and he can stretch forth his hand on this day and deliver you if you'll just come to him. Bless his holy name. You notice the wind was boisterous. I'm saying your life is troubled. I mean, you've got trouble in your life. Amen. I tell you, if God's dealing with you, you can't get peace nowhere. But I want to tell you something. After the Lord got him by hand, the Bible said they went to the ship, and the Bible said how the wind ceased. Amen. If you never get him to get a hold of you, and you get a hold of him, I'm going to tell you right now, the wind will cease. That storm will die in your life. Amen. I'd like to see you make it right with God. I'd like to see you pray through and get something. That'll do you. It'll hold you and sustain you. Amen. I'm just a preacher, as I said a while ago. What all preachers? I preached years ago. But we've got down the day to water it. I'd like to preach on a Savior spirit now if I had time. Amen. When God promised Abraham and Sarah a seed, Sarah thought God needed some help. So therefore she went and got Hagar, her handmaid, and give her to Abraham, and told him to go into her and bear a seed. Amen. You look what we got today from that. All these ragheads and all this. I come out of that. Amen. We've got down today where God promised us salvation, and we've got a savior of spirit about us. I think we've got to help God. God can't do it on his own. But you know, when I really got converted, when I really got peace in my heart, I was all alone at the house, except for me and the Lord and the devil. Nobody else in the house. I remember falling out on the floor. I told God, sink or swim. I live or die. If I go to hell, I'm going to hell believing in you. Amen. You don't have to have the preacher around. You don't have to have the church around. You don't even have to have my phone number. Amen. Thank God the phone line's open to heaven. And it's spelled J-E-S-U-S. Amen. Just dial Jesus. And he will. I'll cure all your problems. He will make you whole. I'm not going to invite you to any of our programs at Black Oak Church because we ain't got none. We just come in, pray, sing, testify, shout, preach, worship God, and go to house. Amen. When it ever gets anything else, all they'll see is the back of my head as I go down the road. Hey, something happened to me one time. I've never got over it. And never will get over it. I got born again by the good grace of God. When nothing I've done. I looked at this world. I seen it was boisterous. And I cried out in my sinking. And said, Lord, save me. If you don't, I'm a going down. God bless your heart. In his wonderful compassion, his love, his mercy, and his grace, he reached down, got a hold of this man's heart, and made him a new creature. May God bless you till next Sunday is our prayer. At this time, we'll turn it back to the good announcer.